the matter, James? Don't you like the vegetables?
Oh, they're good, Florida, but this is 3 days straight just vegetables. I'm tired of eating what the cow eats. For once, I'd like to eat the cow.
I'll have some more, Ma.
Have a lot. You know, I just don't understand why we have so many leftovers this week.
I do, because JJ's missed dinner every night.
Yeah, Ma, you're not feeding the garbage disposal of the ghetto. I'm sorry, and besides, it's no fun insulting JJ when he's not here.
Yeah, if JJ was here, he probably would say, who you calling garbage disposal, melon head? Your mouth is as big as a bathtub with both faucets running at the same time. That's what JJ would have said. I never would have thought of it.
James, you know, I'm worried about JJ. This schedule he's keeping just isn't healthy for him.
What you talking about, baby?
Oh, you know, working all day delivering orders for the chicken shack, coming home, changing on the run, and then rushing off to that art school every night. Oh, I kind of wish he was in regular college.
Oh, baby, Junior's doing just fine. He's working hard, he's studying his art. And you know what makes me proud of us all? He's finally becoming a man.
Greetings from the chicken shack. This ain't no fake out, this is take out. We got stacks of backs, kegs of legs, blizzards of gizzards. And the rest is breast.
Our man is home.
All I see is a chicken sitting on a turkey.
Look here, Thelma. I've been delivering greasy fried chicken parts for the last 3 weeks, and I still ain't delivered nothing half as ugly as you.
Ugly pheasant face.
Pheasant face, you old cake.
All right, you two, knock it off now. Cool it.
Sit down, JJ. There's plenty left, and you could use a decent meal.
Don't have time, Ma. I gotta change for art school.
Junior, you ain't nothing but skin and bones now. You keep skipping meals, you're gonna disappear altogether.
Nah, Dad, I've been nibbling all day. They give you all the free fried chicken you could eat. Only trouble is, every time I see an egg, I have a strange desire to sit on it.
JJ, how come you got home so late tonight?
Oh, I got into a little accident, Ma. A cab hit my delivery truck from behind.
JJ, are you all right?
Sure, Ma, it was only a tap. But I got a chance to see something very few men get a chance to see. 56 orders of fried chicken, flying again.
Listen, I want you to be careful driving around, you hear?
Sure, Ma.
JJ, are you sure you don't have time to eat dinner?
No, Ma. By the way, is it all right if I bring a friend home with me from art school tonight?
Of course it is, JJ.
Good, because he wants to see some more of my paintings. Michael, come help me count my tips while I'm changing.
Sure, JJ.
And if you do a good job, I'll let you watch my mustache grow.
Is that what that is? Man, I thought you was drinking chocolate milk.
Hi, y'all.
Well, Luna! Girl, that dress is fantastic!
Oh, you like it, Flo?
Oh.
It's just a little something that I threw on.
Just like you missed.
All right, Willona. What's going on?
Oh, girl, I got this heavy date with this dude tonight, and this dress is a test. If his eyes don't pop, he's dead.
Well, I ain't in the mood to stick around here for all this girl talk. Oh. Y'all excuse me, I'm going in the room and catch this John Wayne movie on TV.
How do you know there's a John Wayne movie on?
There's always a John Wayne movie on, Kit.
I bet it was expensive, huh?
Oh, yes. It ran me back $80.
What?
Mm-hmm. $60 for the dress.
I know. And $20 to cure the cold you're gonna get.
Oh, no. Well, who
are you going out with?
Oh, well, it's a blind date. A cousin of one of the girls that works at the boutique. She's been trying to get us together for the longest time. Mm-hmm. She said he's real classy, a great dresser, a good dancer, and a big spender. Ooh, all the simple qualities I like in a man.
Well, have you any idea what he looks like?
Well, I know for sure he's tall and dark, so handsome can't be far behind.
All right. Malona, you look so fine, you must have all the dudes standing in line.
Oh, merci, JJ. Do you like my friend's perfume?
Can't smell a thing, Malona. I've been delivering fried chicken all day. Hard for anything else to get through. By the way, how come you haven't been by the place to get anything yet?
Because all y'all got is chicken. The colonel's got ribs.
Well, I gotta be going, otherwise I'll be late.
Okay, but you come straight home from art school, you hear?
Sure, Ma. And don't forget, I'm bringing my friend Walter with me home after school tonight.
All right, JJ.
Who's Walter?
Oh, he's an older dude I met at art school. You know, Winona? Hmm. Too bad you can't be here when he gets here. I think you really dig him.
Oh, thanks anyway, JJ, but I got my date for tonight. And from what I hear, he's pure dynamite! Yeah.
Oh. How's it going, James?
Oh, not bad, baby. Ought to be through in a few minutes.
Good.
Michael, hand me that monkey wrench.
You sure you don't mean the pliers, Daddy?
I know what I'm doing. Hand me the monkey wrench.
But, Daddy, pliers would be better.
Will you hand me the monkey wrench, please? Hand me the pliers.
Are you sure, Daddy?
Will you hand me the pliers?
Hi.
Well, Lorna, what happened to your date? It's only 9:30.
Honey, I thought I was gonna go out with a big fish. You know, I wound up with Charlie the Tuna. You got anything to eat? I'm starving to death.
You mean you didn't have dinner?
How could I? With that octopus, I didn't have a free hand.
Well, Lorna, we had vegetables, too. You want me to warm you up some?
Oh, thank you, honey.
Okay.
Come on.
Girl, I can't wait to...
Hey, everybody. I want y'all to meet my main man from our school, Walter Ingalls. Hey. Come on in, Walt. This here is my mother.
Hello.
My father.
Walter.
My little brother, Michael. And the one over there with a face in the pot is my sister, Thumb.
All right.
What's happening, Malona? and this here is neighbor and dearest friend, Walona Woods.
Hey, Walona, how you doing?
Oh, a whole lot better than I was doing a half hour ago.
Walter, can I get you a cup of coffee?
Oh, no thanks, Mrs. Evans. I just came by to see some of JJ's paintings.
I'll get them.
You got yourself a talented boy there.
Why, thank you.
We know that, Walter. Well, you must be pretty good yourself. I mean, going to art school and all, huh?
No, I just do it to relax. But when I was a kid, I only had one dream, and that was to be a great artist. My parents sent me to the best art schools, and then one day one of my teachers called me to the side and told me something that made me change that dream. Something profound.
Yeah, what was that, Walt?
You ain't got it, man. So now I own my own machine shop downtown.
You own your own machine shop? Did you say you were married?
Florida!
I'm not. I never had time, I guess.
Ah. Well, then.
Come on over here.
James!
Hey, Walt, why don't you come into my studio and let me show you that I'm the Van Gogh of the ghetto?
Well, Lona, would you like to accompany me to a private exhibit a young friend of mine is having?
Oh, why not? I'd be delighted.
Hey. James, what are you doing?
I know you, Florida. I know just what you're thinking.
Oh, I get it. You think just because the most perfect man for Willona just walked into this house that I'm already thinking they should get married?
Yeah.
The thought never crossed my mind.
I bet you already picking out Willona's wedding dress, ain't you?
This early? Well, we first got to worry about the reception hall, the minister, and the flowers.
Bingo.
James.
And this here is one I painted when I was really depressed. I had a date with these three chicks for the same party, and they all showed up. I call it Three Dog Night. Well, what do y'all think? I think the artwork here is fantastic. And I, the painting's over this way.
Oh, I'm sorry, JJ. Great, great. Hey, Willona. Hey, I bet you'd make a perfect model.
Me? Maybe 10 years ago, but since then the contents of this package has settled a little.
Looks to me like it all landed in the right places.
Thank you.
Willona, here's your dinner.
Willona. You haven't eaten dinner yet?
No.
Well, neither have I. It's still early. Why don't you let me take you out to dinner?
Oh, no, I couldn't. I mean, I hardly know you. We just met. Flo, cancel the stoop!
Well, it's nice meeting you, Mr. and Mrs. Evans. Kids,
Walter?
See you tomorrow night in class, JJ.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, Walter, before you pick out a restaurant, I think there's something you ought to know about me.
I beg your pardon? Were you saying something?
Yes, I was.
I kind of felt you were. What were you saying?
Well, I was saying before you pick out a restaurant, there was something you ought to know about me. I can't eat seafood.
Oh, well, as long as we're being honest, there's something you should know about me, too.
What?
I can't hear a thing. I'm totally deaf.
Ain't that a blip? Walter, I can't believe it. I can't believe you're deaf.
Well, I only lost my hearing a little over a year ago, so I can speak well, and I've learned lip reading, so I can tell what a person is saying as long as I can look at their lips. Which is a problem when you're talking, Willona, because you got a lot better things I'd rather be looking at.
You're right, you do talk well.
Hey, Walt, how come you never told me?
Never seemed to be a good time. Besides, the minute you tell people you're deaf, they treat you differently.
Oh, now that's simply ridiculous. I mean, who would do something like that?
Hey, JJ, you can speak normally. I only need to read your lips, not your tonsils.
If you're deaf, how do you wake yourself up in the morning? I mean, you can't hear an alarm or anything like that.
Michael.
That's all right, Mrs. Evans. I don't mind talking about it.
Oh.
Some deaf people rig a bright light up over their beds, plug it into their alarm clock, and when the clock goes off, light shines in their faces. And then there are others like me that have a gadget that shakes the bed. Well, that takes a little getting used to. I remember the first time that thing went off shaking like crazy. I ran out into the street yelling, "Earthquake!" And I wasn't wearing my pajamas.
Say, Walton, you say you got this machine shop?
You got this machine shop downtown. That must be kind of hard. I mean, you can't hear and all, huh?
It's an advantage. I got 10 people working under me, all deaf. The average person can't stand the noise of the machine. But I'm an equal opportunity employer. Hmm? I'll even hire people who can hear.
Hey, Walt, you say that you're your own boss. Could you use a hardworking, aggressive, extremely intelligent young man?
We always can. You know one? Well, that's another advantage in being deaf. I don't have to listen to my own jokes.
Too bad we have to look at ours.
Walter, I really admire your courage. You know, being deaf doesn't bother you at all. That's really out of sight.
Well, I figure there's an advantage to everything. Like, I watched every Monday night football game this year without once hearing Howard Coast sound.
You know, Walter, you ain't alone there. I know a lot of people that watch with the sound off.
Hey, but I got a better thing going in baseball. Huh? You know, like when there's a close play at the plate and the umpire and the manager are standing belly to belly yelling at each other,
yeah,
and everybody in the stands is wondering what they're saying. I read lips. I know what they're saying.
Well, I don't read lips, but I still know what they're saying.
What are they saying, Daddy?
Never mind.
Well, I think we've held you two up long enough. If you're gonna have dinner, you all better get going.
That's right, Flo. Walter, come on. We'll see you guys later.
Okay, have a nice now time, have fun.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye. Bye.
See you. Ooh. Ah, Walona.
Huh?
I think there's another advantage about being deaf I ought to tell you about.
What's that?
I can't hear it when a girl says no.
Oh. Well, so long as you understand. It's cool. Come on.
James, will you hurry and get dressed? Walter and Walona will be here soon.
Yeah, I'm trying to get dressed, but I can't find my good brown tie. You seen it?
I gave it to J.J. He needed it. He's working tonight.
He's delivering chicken in my brown tie? I'll kill him!
James, he'll be careful.
I don't know about that. How about my watch and my handkerchief? I can't find them either.
Oh, yeah. I gave your watch to Michael because I want him home by 10. And Thelma needed your handkerchief because Larry is taking her to one of those sad movies.
Well, thanks for not giving away my pants.
Hiya. James, we're supposed to be going out to dinner. Why aren't you dressed?
Because Florida done turned my closet into a Salvation Army depot, that's why.
Well, what is he talking about?
Nothing. Where is Walter?
He should have been here by now.
You sure he ain't out reading some other lady's lips?
No, I don't think so, not Walter.
Hey, you know, you two have been seeing each other almost every night since you met. Sounds like it's getting serious.
It is, a little too serious.
What do you mean?
He's a nice guy, one of the nicest guys I ever met, and we have a good time together. But, honey, I think he's in love with me, and I'm not in love with him.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's what's worrying me. I think he is about to pop the question.
Well, then you better have a little talk with him.
It ain't that easy. I want to keep dating Walter because I like him. But I don't want it to get too heavy. And I know if I tell Walter that, he's going to misinterpret it. He's going to think I'm putting him down because he's deaf.
You know, I never thought of that.
Flo, you're my best friend. Now tell me, how can I tell him without hurting his feelings?
Well, Walona, there's one thing you can't
do.
Hey,
boss.
What can I do?
Hey, Walona, what's happening?
Hi, honey.
This is for you.
Thank you.
Walona, why'd you order chicken? We're gonna eat out.
I didn't order it. Walter did. Oh, he said he's gonna be a little late.
Will somebody tell me what's going on?
Well, you see, deaf people can't use a telephone. So every day, J.J. stops by Walter and see if he has to send me a message.
Oh.
Yeah. Some people deliver messages by carrier pigeon. Walter delivers his by chicken.
Jordan, I thought I heard your voice out here. What you doing wearing my best brown tie?
Oh, Dad, I need it for work, but I'll keep it clean. I ain't messy.
Why don't you wear one of your own ties, Junior?
I can't. They all got gravy stains on them.
Junior, now either you gonna take off the tie or I'm gonna take it off. If I take it off, I ain't going tight.
Untying the tie.
Hey, Walona, come on. That must be Walter. Come on. Hi, Walter, come in.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Walter.
Hi, Walter, how are you?
Remember what I taught you, Walona?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Bye. Uh-huh.
Ma, you sure they ain't saying something dirty?
Junior!
All right, Dad, I'm leaving. Bye, I'll see y'all later.
Well, ain't that a sight? A chicken delivering chicken.
Hey, what do you say we get going? I'm hungry.
Me too.
Oh, before we leave, Willona, there's something really important I have to say to you.
Look, if y'all need some privacy, Willona, why don't y'all go talk in our room?
Okay. Thank you.
Where you going?
It's a real bad problem,
Jay. It always is a real bad problem. Jay. Every time you start playing matchmaker, it's a real bad problem. That's all you get. Now, come on, sit down.
James.
Baby, sit down.
Walter, I've got something I have to say to you, and I think I should say mine first.
No, let me talk first. I mean, I got to say this. Now, we have been seeing an awful lot of each other, and it has been fantastic.
Walter,
no,
please,
no, not
listen
until
to
I finish what I have to say. Now, when you get to be our age, steady dating for a couple of weeks means that things are getting pretty serious. Going steady ain't enough. You start to think about marriage.
But, Walter,
no, I know marriage is a big step. A really big step.
Walter!
That's why, if you're thinking about it, I got to tell you, I ain't ready for it.
Oh, Walter, now listen, I hope you understand. What did you say?
Now, hold on.
You turning me down?
Well... Well, Lona, when I taught you that word, I didn't expect you'd ever use it.
Well, I got it steamed up a little bit. Huh?
Well, look, I had to get it straight.
Mm.
Look, I love being a bachelor. I enjoy my freedom. I'd like to spend time with you, but I don't want to be tied down. You understand, don't you?
Ain't this something?
What?
I was going to tell you exactly the same thing.
You were going to turn me down?
Mm-hmm. Walter, there's no need to yell at me.
How long have you felt this way?
Well, I don't know, maybe a week.
And you didn't say anything, why?
Well, because I...
Because you were afraid that I'd be hurt because I'm deaf?
Yeah.
Look, I know you were just trying to be nice, but believe it or not, that's the biggest problem I have. Being deaf is a handicap, but most of us learn to deal with it, and we do all right. But the biggest handicap is people treating us like we were handicapped. We cool now, baby?
We're cool. They're waiting. We better go.